The United Nations has announced a temporary halt to its humanitarian operations in Gaza.
The suspension follows repeated evacuation orders from the Israeli military, making continued operations impossible. The decision was confirmed after the Israel Defense Forces instructed the UN to evacuate its main facility at Deir al-Balah, according to a senior UN official during a news briefing. Benjamin Wright reporting.
In the midst of the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, 10-month-old Abdel Rahman Abu El-Jadian began crawling early. However, one day his left leg suddenly appeared paralyzed.
The World Health Organization has confirmed that the infant is the first case of polio in Gaza in 25 years. Abdel Rahman had been an active baby, according to his mother, Naveen Abu El-Jadian, who tearfully recalled, "Suddenly that changed. He stopped crawling, stopped moving, stopped standing, and stopped sitting." Joseph Eckerson reporting.
The Trump campaign has confirmed the addition of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, a former progressive Democrat who supported Trump, to his transition team.
As President Trump's coalition of supporters and endorsers grows across party lines, we are pleased to announce that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard have joined the Trump-Vance transition team, said Brian Hughes, a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. Jessica Oakley reporting.
U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials are concerned about two unrelated terror attacks in Europe last weekend and their implications for the threat environment in the U.S.
While there is no initial evidence linking the two attacks, both incidents highlight the current complex and elevated terrorism and targeted violence threat environment, as well as the ongoing challenge posed by low-tech tactics against vulnerable targets, such as public gatherings and houses of worship, according to the briefing. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A Utah judge has ruled that Corey Richens, the Utah mother accused of killing her husband with a lethal dose of fentanyl, will face trial.
The 34-year-old realtor and mother of three, who authored and self-published a children's book on grief after her husband's death, was arrested last year following a thorough investigation. She is charged with aggravated murder and drug offenses related to the 2022 death of her husband, Eric Richens. Kyle Norris reporting.
Two workers lost their lives and another was seriously injured in what officials are calling a possible explosion at Delta Airlines Atlanta Technical Operations Maintenance Facility at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport.
Delta Tech Ops reported that the incident occurred Tuesday morning in its wheel and brake shop. Responders to the possible explosion found three Delta employees on the floor, with medics attempting to control major bleeding, according to the Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department's incident report. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A circuit court judge has denied pretrial release to a former Florida deputy involved in the shooting death of U.S. Air Force senior Airman Roger Fortson, who was killed in his own home.
Rod Smith, attorney for ex-deputy Eddie Duran, 38, who appeared in court via Zoom, requested Duran's release until his next court date on Thursday at 12:30 p.m. "I believe he should be released now. We'll return Thursday. There's no reason to think this has been looming over us since May," Smith stated. Liam White reporting.
The National Labor Relations Board has found that Chipotle Mexican Grill may have violated federal labor law in its handling of employees at its only unionized store.
The board stated that its Detroit regional director determined there was merit to the allegations brought by the International Brotherhood of Teamsters against Chipotle. The union claims that Chipotle unlawfully disciplined an employee in Lansing, Michigan, for participating in union activities and informed workers that the fast food chain couldn't grant them raises due to their union status. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.